Brian, first and foremost, I guess, how was the break for you? Did it give you an opportunity that you were hoping for?
Yeah, I think it was good to relax a bit and kind of regroup and rest up. You know, it's not easy when, you know, I felt like we were playing some good hockey before the break. You know, I know the records show that teams coming out of the break hasn't been great this year, but, you know, we're hoping to keep playing the same way and get some points.
How much did you watch the standings during the break, or did you get away from the game at all?
I didn't watch really any games. I was checking the scores nightly to see the updates, but, you know, it's that time of year where you almost can't get caught up in what other teams are doing. You know, we know for us to have a chance, we got to win. So it's more about what we have to do than, you know, how other teams are playing.
Being five out right now, is it fair to say you still control your own destiny, or how are you looking at the final 19 games here?
Yeah, I mean, if we go on a really good run and win a lot of hockey games, it's going to give us a lot better chance. And, you know, I think we'd much rather have that than, you know, just looking at the standings and hoping teams lose. So I think it is in our hands. It's not going to be easy, but it's definitely doable.
The big focus this week being trade deadline. Would you like to see some shuttle day off do something in terms of bring in a player, whether it be up front or on the blue line?
Honestly, I haven't even really thought about it, and I'm sure a lot of guys in the room haven't thought about that. That's another thing that's kind of out of our hands. Whether we do or we don't, I mean, we're ready for a battle the rest of the year. I'm not too sure, you know, what they have planned or what they're thinking, but, you know, if nothing happens, I mean, we're ready to play right till the end.
So it doesn't send a message in your mind to you guys. If he were to stand pat, what sort of message do you take as a guy in this room?
I mean, I think either way, I mean, if he stands pat, I mean, kind of shows he believes in the guys in the room to get it done. And if, you know, if for some reason he makes a move and we get some players, I mean, you know, that shows that they're invested in this season. So either way I look at it, it's a plus. But, I mean, that's not where our focus is as players. I mean, that's kind of where I'm sure a lot of his attention is at right now, is what decisions he has to make.
Brian, what's it going to take to come out of the break the way you kind of went into it?
You know, I think it starts with today, having a good practice, getting a sweat on. And, you know, it's not you know, guys, you know, I think treated this break a little differently. I mean, I think everyone just relaxed and, you know, guys got in workouts and stayed in shape. And, you know, I thought we looked pretty good for having 5 days off today in practice. So hopefully tomorrow, you know, there's no rest and we're right back at it.